Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
We're here joined with
Tania.
All right, and Tania, what is your crazy family story you'd like to tell?
Do I look at the camera?
You can look at the camera wherever you want to look.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to say this, but my family in South Carolina, my cousin, I'm not going to say her name, but since I was like probably like 10, I think, she got married and she's been cheating on her wife. And I was 10 and she was like paying me to say that it was me. So she was like, I'm going to save the person I'm cheating on my wife with. Their name in her phone is my name. So she's like, if my wife ever says like, oh, did she text you about blah, 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 just say yes. And I was like, okay, because I was 10 years old. I didn't have a job. I wanted money. So I was like, yes, of course. And she hasn't done, like, I haven't had to do it in a while. It's been like years. So like, I think it's okay. I think it's good now. I don't know.
When was the last time you did it?
Well, I was 15.
15? Like how many times did you have to cover for her? Was it like a regular thing?
Not super regular. Like, it was periodically.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't too crazy. And when we'd have like get togethers, I remember one time she like brought up something my cousin said to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And it was something that she was saying to the person she was cheating with. So I was like, oh yeah, And I just kind of had to like bullshit through it. But it worked. It worked. They're still together. It feels good to get that off my chest. Oh my God. I've never told anyone.
We're joined here with Javion. And Javion, what is your crazy family story?
I fought a crackhead with my cousins.
You fought a crackhead with your cousins?
Yes.
Where was this?
Okay, so we just left a party. Mommy didn't see this. We just left a party and like we were going down an alleyway. I told them, I'm black. I don't go down alleyways. But they get me to go down there. I don't know how, but they are just like, okay, come on. I'm just like, I can't leave y'all by yourselves. So we go down the alley. The crackhead looks at us. I'm already knowing something's up because it's like, it's one nigga and three girls. So it's like, do better.
Dang. Wait, so was this at Richmond or was it like back home?
This was back home. This was like a year or two ago.
So what happened then?
We started walking and he started trying to talk to us. I'm just like, do y'all have money? And we're like, no. And then he tries to grab my cousin and me of all people like, you're not about to grab my cousin. We don't know you or anything. So I pushed him. I'm like, back up, where are you doing? Mind you, like, I'm 16. So it's like three 16-year-olds and a big crackhead. Like, he would look like he had to be a bodybuilder. I'm sitting there looking at him like, there's no way right now.
They got that crackhead strength.
Really, we fought for like 2 hours.
Literally. 2 hours?
Yes.
This is like the WWE match. Like,
yes, because I would not stop because like he, when crackheads, they're off whatever they're off, and they want to fight or something. Like they have that energy, and he, like we couldn't get away from them. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep fighting until my cousins get away. They never got away because they just sat there. We all jumped him.
Oh my Lord!
Like.
But so what made it go on for 2 hours? Is it like he just wouldn't give up?
Yes, he wouldn't give up. And like I kept trying to walk away. After like the third time I got him on the ground, I tried to walk away. He got back up and attacked me again. I'm sitting there like, the only reason we got away is because I threw a brick at him. And then we started running. And then thank God, my other cousin was just driving down the street. So we all hop in his van. I'm sitting there like, there's no way I just fought a crackhead at 16. He had to be at least like 30.
Dang.
He had a beard and everything. I'm sitting there looking like, how am I in this situation?
Oh my Lord. Did you ever see his crackhead again?
No. God bless that crackhead, because that was a good workout.
Shit.
That was a good workout. We'll definitely do it again. 10 out of 10.
One of my crazy family stories has to do with my lovely grandmother. This is back in the day. I think I was 3 years old. And this is back when she used to smoke cigarettes heavy. She was unhinged off the cigarettes sometimes. So I was in the back seat and we was driving on a regular road by my house and some lady in the minivan was going crazy slow. And my grandma has very little patience for anything really. And so she's like, what the fuck? And then just like yelling, screaming. And so she's like, I fucking had enough. And then she goes around, she pulls into the middle of the street, parks horizontally in the street, blocking both lanes. she gets out of the car, and then she, like, walks up to this lady's window, and she starts yelling at this lady. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why can't you fucking drive right? And then she was like, and the lady sounded so, like, peaceful. I remember I was, like, in this back seat in my little car seat holding my toy. I remember hearing this. And the lady was like, I'm so sorry. It's like, I have 4 kids in the back. It's just, they're all being very loud and ruckus. She's like, well, you should have kept your fucking legs closed. And I was like, oh, wow. And then the lady rolls up her window. My grandma smacks her window and just walks away. Oh, there's another time where, as the, what do you call it, police go by. There was one time, she probably could have got the police on her for this, but we were at an Applebee's one time, and her food was cold. And what do you call it? Yeah, her food was just cold. And she pulled up, she's like, these f***ers don't know how to f***ing cook. And she has the plate in her hand, and she walks into the kitchen of the Applebee's and throws it at the line cooks. And says, Gabriel, let's fucking go. And then we just leave. Yeah. That's about it. Yeah, she was.
Your grandma.
My grandma is a crazy lady. All right, we're here with Favor. And Favor, what is your craziest family story?
My craziest family story was I was like in eighth grade in middle school, and my cousin tried to kill herself. So I called the ambulance trying to save her life. And, like, my whole family cut me and my mom off because they're like, why would you call the police on us? You want to send us to jail? But we're cool now. You know, we're cool now. But, yeah, that's my crazy story.
Dang. Wait, so was they doing anything illegal to, like, get caught at the police? Or is it just, like
they're African. You know, African people, they don't like the police in their business.
I got you.
They were like, you should have called me first. Are you a doctor? Are you going to save her life? But I saved her life, so that's what matters.
That is what matters. Good job.
What is your crazy family story?
I don't usually tell a lot of people this, but my parents are in a polyamorous relationship with another couple. So my mom has a boyfriend and my dad has a girlfriend. And they have 2 children as well. They have a son and a daughter who I consider like my siblings. So my sister and my brother. They've been together for about 7 years. And I don't usually tell people because people get all weird and stuff like that. But I mean, I think that's my craziest family story as of right now.
So how did you find out?
I am a freshman in college right now. I found out before 6th grade. So I have 2 younger sisters. One of them is 14. The other is 11. And so they were probably a lot younger than I was when they found out. So my dad actually introduced his girlfriend to us first. I like was literally in the pool one day and they're like, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't blame them necessarily for up my childhood because both of my parents care for us. You know, their boyfriend and girlfriend care for us too. But I've realized a lot of things and I feel like they did not pay attention to me as much as they should during my childhood. So.
Wait, so the boyfriend and girlfriend of the parents, they were like kind of incorporated into the family kind of?
Yeah, so they're basically our family. I mean, they would never, my parents don't want to marry again and neither do they. They go on family vacations with us. They went to Hawaii with us last year. Their kids came with us too. So.
Oh, wow. Do you have any like crazy stories with them, like just regarding them, like with y'all?
Not really. I definitely have heard them having sex before because my room was like above theirs. And I'm like, please don't do that while we're home.
Like all 4 of them?
No. Okay. Just like my dad and his girlfriend or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely would say that it probably had up my childhood a little bit. Like I said, I absolutely love my sister and my brother. You know, I love my parents. I love my parents' partners. But I'm like, I think this should have been something to have happened when me and my sisters were adults.
Yeah.
Not as children.
Yeah. Man, do you ever like tell any of like, your like friends when you were like in middle school? It's like,
I didn't necessarily tell people in middle school because I was like, it didn't cross my mind that it was weird. And it's not necessarily weird. I think it's just definitely abnormal and that a lot of people don't usually go through that. Like, I've seen Reddit stories and stuff like that about, like, people finding out when they're adults that their parents have, like, a girlfriend or something. I'm like, this has been my life for, like, the past, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years. So.
Oh. Wow. That's a first for us. Dang.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel. And remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.